Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. It's a short week, and this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. So we do things early. Joining us now from Detroit, where he is the head of the Legally Armed in Detroit. He's the chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy, and he just out there being cool. Joined now by Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening to you, man. On this Tuesday before Thanksgiving 2017, man. How are you today?
I'm good. I am good to go. I'm glad we get to get Planet. We get to do our touch and go at Planet Rick because, you know, I'd probably go into withdrawal without it. So, anyway.
You know, man, my week would just be totally thrown off if a Thursday had come and gone and I had not had an opportunity to reach out with you, spend some time and talk with your audience, man. I would have been thrown off.
I understand completely.
We were able to make that happen, even if we did it early.
So, I know that this is 2 days early for you. Did you think about your curriculum today that you wish to discuss?
Yeah, I keep a little list going of things that I eventually want to talk about, man. And today, you know, I took a look at my list of topics, man. And the one that I want to talk about is Second Amendment activism, man. How is it that someone can get off the sideline and actually become an active participant in the fight for gun rights, man? How do we preserve gun rights for at least another generation, you know, with your active participation? And the way I looked at this talk, man, and I put together this list, you know, there are different levels to activism, and I'm here to assure your audience that there is a level for them for which they can get involved, man. And, you know, most of these things I've done, but there's only a few that I have not done, but I'm actively contemplating. So, you know, for me, this topic is very personal because, in a way, it documents my path and journey as a gun rights advocate.
Well, so, let's talk about one that I know. Let's talk about one of these that you've done that I always thought was just sheer genius. Tell everybody what you do whenever somebody announces a gun buyback, what you and your group do. What do you guys normally do?
You know, I did not even put that on the list of things to do in specific terms. You know, that came across in the category of something under a more general heading. But, yeah, as part of my gun rights activism, you know, we announce an activity, and it's actually a counter activity. Every time a local city announces a gun buyback, and I call them LEFT, law enforcement firearm turn-in, you know, because, you know, these transfers aren't really buybacks because the government never really owned them to begin with. It's their opportunity to take advantage of, I guess I call them gun widows, you know, people who are left behind after a close relative passed away and there's a gun that, you know, they're not particularly fond of and it's sitting around in the house and they're not doing anything with it. So their local government comes up with a great solution. They said, bring your gun on down to, you know, the police station and what we'll do, no questions asked. We'll take that gun and, you know, we might give you, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50 bucks in gift certificates, you know, and this one particular promotion here in the Detroit area to go buy groceries. And so I just looked at it and I thought, man, that was not a good solution to, you know, a situation. And so what I thought me and my merry band of cohorts, what we would do is we would go down to this gun turn-in, this left law enforcement firearms transfer, and we would just set up shop right across the street in plain view of people who were coming down to sell their guns to the police. And so if they were buying them for 50 bucks, we might sell them. We might buy them for 75 bucks. And so, you know, it's a great counter activity because you don't have to expend any resources in terms of promoting the event because they've already put their press releases out in the media and they have contacts in the media and the event is going to be highly publicized. And in recent years when they've done these things, you know, one, you know, they were absolutely worthless in the fact that, you know, local crime did not dip and was not attributed to these gun buybacks. It's, you know, just an anti-gun, let's take guns away from the people kind of thing. And they tell people these really interesting theories that guns in the hand of an otherwise law-abiding citizen, well, if they turn their gun in, that somehow law enforcement and the community is going to be safer, which on its face, it's not even logical, man, but I tell you, we have a lot of fun with it, and we get to educate the public, and it's a great opportunity to get the word out without having to really expend any resources other than time. And yes, we've come across some really good finds, man, like some World War II era, you know, expensive semi-automatic pistols that would have just allegedly been thrown away, you know.
But, right. Does the media cover you when you guys do this?
Yeah, when we cover it, yeah, the media, they're there to, you know, take pictures of the rusty guns, you know, on the table with the police officers. And then they, of course, they come over and talk to us and talk about what we're doing. And, you know, and many times, you know, the question comes up, well, hey, the police aren't too happy about what you're doing. And I'm like, well, if I'm engaging in a lawful activity, it's really none of their concern, right? So, right. You know, if it's legal and I'm following all the rules, we're dotting all the I's, we're crossing off T's, you know, the buyers here in Michigan, we have either our concealed pistol licenses, which serves as our eligibility to purchase the gun, or we've already had our necessary forms, firearm transfer forms filled out ahead of time. So everything is done, you know, by the book. And, you know, what's really funny is there's always some, you know, rogue officer that tells the media that what we're doing is not legal. And if they catch us, we're going to be in a bunch of trouble. But that belies the fact that we're somehow standing there the whole day and nothing detrimental and negative happened to us.
And see, before we run out of time, let me just point this out. This is the kind of thing, this kind of creativity and activism, this kind of thing pays for itself. And it takes, this is what makes Rick very special when it comes to being an activist, because he knows how to create a media event. Most of the time you're talking, you got to figure out how to budget it. How do we get the media to come here? Not Rick. He does things and frames it up and just shows up and does his thing, and then he gets the activism is quite apparent. You hang on for a minute there, Professor, if you will. We're coming up on we'll be right back. We're talking here on Planet Rick about Second Amendment activism with Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Tonight on Planet Rick, this is How to Be an Activist 101, and the professor here giving this lesson is Rick Ector. Please continue on, sir.
Well, yeah, so, you know, the thing that I really want to impress upon, you know, everyone that's listening into the show is that, you know, there are different levels to this, and you don't have to come in on the top level with a whole bunch of experience. But the key thing is that you have a desire to keep the Second Amendment and gun rights and gun ownership alive for just another generation. And I tell you, I am immensely grateful and thankful that there were people in this fight who put up a good fight and kept what's left of the Second Amendment around for us, you know, during this current era so that I could pick up the mantle and do battle against the forces of evil, you know, until our time is up, man. But let's open this up, man. Think of some, what are some things that come immediately to you, that come to mind, that you think with someone without any activism experience, but they have a desire and a knowledge of guns and gun policy? What are some things you think that someone, a complete newbie beginner, can do, you think, to get involved?
I would think first thing they could do is start calling their congressmen, their senators, state and federal.
Call your local representatives and let them know how you feel about the issue, whether it's a phone call or it's a letter. And if you write them, you're going to get like one of those form letter responses back, you know. Yeah, okay.
Nowadays, in the age of the internet, some states have really good local state gun organizations. Some don't, and right. I'd be looking at that. Or if I really wanted to do it the easy way, I guess the easy way would be to, you know, like contact some of the NRA's Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, find out what they've got going on around me, local, find out what, how to do it, what to do, something like that. Unless you live in Detroit, in which case most people might notice you. I'm sure you have led many people. You probably trained as many activists of you as you have shooters.
Yeah, you know, and I think of firearms instructors as de facto activists or advocates, you know, by default. You know, they may not necessarily push, say, a political agenda per se, but the mere fact of them engaging in the activity of training people about guns and firearm safety and dispelling a lot of myths that are propagated by the opposition, they're actually doing a great service to the field of gun rights. But some things that like jump out immediately at the easiest level of participation to me would be things such as, you know, having conversations with people, you know, family members. We're all getting together for the holidays and we're going to engorge ourselves on turkey, ham, stuffing, dressing, and don't forget the mashed potatoes and the collard greens, please. But there's going to be some time for conversations and, you know, guns, you know what? They just might come up. They might and they might not. But, hey, why not bring up the topic? Why not have a conversation? Why not get it going? You know, you could also look to your social media. You know, you could basically state some opinions on some conversations that are going on. There's always a conversation. My thing about social media, though, is that typically you're going to be in an echo chamber of people that you selected as friends to be in your circle. So there might not really be an opportunity for some debate there, you know, unless we're, you know, nitpicking nuances of policy. Write letters to your local newspaper, you know, the editorial boards of the media. Put together an essay, you know, publish it. And I would say, you know, do a really good job and have it as a standalone piece, man. Make sure that you look at the length requirements and style requirements and make sure you don't run afoul of any, you know, recommendations or rules that they have to keep it, you know, from being published. Speak at, you know, local gun rights rallies or local civic group meetings. A lot of meetings are happening all over town, man.
Right.
And one thing that meeting planners really stress or have, they generate a lot of inborn stress, man, is that they can't find enough speakers to speak at meetings. There literally are people begging for speakers. I say this, if you feel passionate about the Second Amendment and you want to help keep it going for another generation, put together a presentation and approach a lot of these meeting planners that need speakers. It need not be, you know, overdrawn, you know, need not be unduly long. But I'd say, hey, work on your craft and practice, man, and make it happen. Another thing, you know, you can have like the Bill Frady Show. You can't call it the Bill Frady Show, lock and load, or even have Planted Rick come by. But there's no reason why you can't have, you know, you start up your own page, your own blog, your own podcast, that type of thing. You know, and then one of the great opportunities with creating your own local media is that it gives you an opportunity to meet other media players at your level, and you guys can do some cross-germination. You can do some things on their site, on their blog, on their podcast, and they can come by and do something on your show. It's a way of, I guess, cross-germination, right? You want to keep pro-gun stuff going. And to close out this segment, we're going to talk about interviewing people on your podcasts and blog, man. There's a lot of people who are active in the gun rights community who can do a lot to spur action amongst people who are interested in getting into the fight, man. So these are some of the beginner level things that a person can do if they're interested in joining the gun rights battle.
Very good, and you timed that beautifully, because here comes the next break.
I'm getting better at this.
You're getting that media sense, and you'll be guest hosting, and I'll be taking some time off enjoying a adult beverage. But anyway, we're here right now on the surface of Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is issuing a threat to Iran. This after protesters broke into a heavily guarded compound at a U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq today. The protesters have been pushed back, but in a tweet, President Trump says Iran will pay a very big price Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute, and she says,
President Trump has been saying over the last couple of years in response to Iranian aggression, he always makes a distinction between what the Iranians do that does not cause the loss of American life, and then he has warned that the Iranians should not do anything that risks or harms American life.
President Trump says he will sign phase one of a trade deal with China on January 15th. The deal was expected, and President Trump said last week that the deal was agreed to. It was just in the process of being translated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're in the middle of Second Amendment Activist 101 here on Planet Rick with Rick Ector. And where are we going next, sir?
We're looking at some mid-level intermediate type activities now, man, in terms of stepping up your game and participating in the gun rights war, the gun rights battle for the hearts and minds of the people, the people who are muddled in the middle, man. And one of the biggest jumps that I took in my gun rights activism was when I heard a mutual friend of ours deliver his Black Man with a Gun podcast, and he was basically publicizing a conference in another town on another side of the state, or another side of the country, actually, in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. He was exhorting and telling people about this gun rights policy conference. And this is a conference in which all the various gun rights groups at the national level, you know, the regional level and local level from all over the country are gathered to talk gun policy and to network and to put together a plan on what we're going to do for the next upcoming year to further gun rights and to at least hold the line, man. And so, of course, I got a chance to meet Ken, and we have since become great friends, man. But it gave me an opportunity to meet other people like me who weren't necessarily doing the same exact thing that I'm doing, but were doing activities relative to, you know, their community, man. And a lot of those people are still friends to this very day, and they have podcasts of their own, and they have websites of their own and blogs, and there's an opportunity to do some cross-promoting and activities there, man, that will help get the word out about what you're doing. Next thing that I want to bring up is to learn how to pitch the media. If there's someone out there who's thinking that they got the goods to be on Lock and Load show one day, I'm telling them to put together a pitch speech or message of some sort to contact you, Mr. Freddie, and say, hey, I have something important to say. This is a great event coming up, and I'm going to give you my virtual over the phone, over the internet, elevator speech, and I'm going to tell you why I would be a great guest for you or one of your hosts to talk to on your show. Research is also important. You may find that you have cobbled together enough notes to put together a book, that would be of great importance to the gun rights community. As a matter of fact, I recently started working on my very own. I just completed an outline, and man, let me tell you, all those blank virtual sheets of paper on my computer are begging me to hit some keys, and I'm going to start making that happen in earnest. And of course, my favorite activity in the intermediate section is to organize a charitable event. And of course, every year I do a charitable event for women in the Metro Detroit area, where I train literally hundreds of women free of charge. And what I do is I put this out to the media. I make it a big, huge media event that begs to be covered. I do a great thing for ladies in the community. Every woman that shows up will be given a free gun lesson, range safety briefing. And, you know, I had a cross promo with one of the gun rights groups where we even gave them free pink T-shirts, man. Great day, great opportunity to further gun rights, and we got more people on our side, more potential gun owners, and more potential concealed carriers out there in the community, and that is going to help us in the long run. When people come to them with anti-gun messages, well, they have this own personal experience that we put together to put them on our side and to at least challenge some of the assertions and theories that the anti-gunners are approaching them with.
Yeah. That's a pretty good encapsulation. The thing about, and this is the thing that Rick can't teach, and this is the thing I can't teach. It's very rewarding, but at the same time, like, I've had death threats. It's fun to get this. I mean, when the people are, all of the pacifists are out there and they're threatening to kill you, I always find that quite amusing myself. I don't know how you feel about it, Rick, but I do. I like the amusing part. And
right.
But in and of itself, the whole undertaking, if you go to one of these events and you hook up with Rick Ector. Now, Rick is a bundle of energy. So if you get him to sit down for 5 minutes, you've done something, really.
Right.
I caught you in Indianapolis as you were walking by going somewhere, right?
Right.
And then we talked for like 5 minutes and he was gone. Out.
I would tell you, those conferences, they're great, man, because it's literally everyone from the four corners of the country, man, all assembled in one location for 3 days. I mean, some of the things that you talk about and some of the ideas that come out of those sessions, and you put something together literally in a few moments, and you start working on it right away, and you actually come out of the conference with a plan of action where you're going to do something positive for your community, man. It's just great. I tell you, you go there, and regardless of how you feel, your batteries are fully charged. And, you know, it was good seeing you actually come out to some conferences, man. I wanted to see if we can get you to come out to the Gun Rights Policy Conference one year, man. It'll be a lot of fun for you.
The problem with that one and the problem with a lot of them, you know, like I can do SHOT Show and NRA, but, I mean, I do a five-day-a-week radio show.
I know.
So I've got I've got to be here to do the radio show, you know?
Well, see, you know, here's one of the things that I'm going to challenge you with. I mean,
I'm going to challenge
your powers of cross training and delegation. This is an opportunity for you to develop your closely respected co-hosts, to train them and to teach them on how to give you some time off so that the Bill Frady Show Lock and Load can continue to air even if you're not there.
Okay, well, the big problem is just having the interface equipment in place. That's the big issue, is having the interface equipment. So I guess I'll have to go out there and try to find somebody that has that in place, and we'll see what we see. We'll see what we see. I will try to
I'm trying to give you some time off, man, where you can actually make the show bigger and better. And you know what? It's always possible to get bigger and better.
Well, in any event, I'm gonna work on getting that together so that I have thought that. I'm also trying to figure out how to be able to do it remote, and I figured out how to do pre-recordings, and I've already got that kit together. And we're, you know, it is coming along. It just isn't all the way there yet. But we're coming up on the last break in the hour. We're in the middle of Second Amendment activism 101 from one of the best in the business. One of the most creative in the business, and that is Rick Ector here on Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick, and we're getting some advice on how to be a Second Amendment advocate, a Second Amendment activist, if you will. And here we go.
Yeah, man, it's the last segment, and there's only a few to go, man, but, you know, save the best for last, man. These are, you know, the activities that are a little more involved and was going to, you know, take a little more effort, you know, than some of the beginner and intermediate stuff we talked about on prior segments. But right off the bat, man, you know, at some point in time, we're going to have to be politically active in our respective areas, man, whether in our local cities, counties, and or states, or heaven forbid, even at the national level, man. We need to find and support worthy candidates, make sure that we do our homework and we vet those people who are running for office and that those who are worthy of our support, you know, we actually give it to them. You know, whether we donate funds or we actually work in their campaigns, you know, knock on some doors, pass out literature and that type of thing. You know, so that's important. Doing fundraisers for candidates, you know, one of the bad things or better or worse about our system, man, it takes money to run campaigns. And if you want to get a candidate's attention, you may have to work in their campaign and do some fundraisers for them. You raise money for a candidate, you know, they'll at least come by, pay attention, listen, and you will have invested in their campaign and they will feel more vested in terms of doing their work for you. And, of course, you know, organize a town hall discussion. You know, and the interesting thing is that, you know, some anti-gunners are hosting an anti-gun town hall, you know, in our local community in my district, you know, in December. And somebody, you know, told me about it, and how in the world can I find out about it and not attend? So I'm definitely going to be crashing, and I'm going to be asking some very pointed questions for the candidates who are running for office. As a matter of fact, our local U.S. Congresswoman is going to be there, and I am going to put her on the hot seat, man. So I'm
now,
telling you.
Is this the lady who's now backing away from impeachment? Just the
that
same lady.
Is the one and yeah. That is the one and the same.
Yeah. So
you know, it's going to be fun, and you know, it's going to be informative, and I have a lot of fun. I am not shy, and I'm going to be, you know, of course, I'm going to be respectful. But here's the thing, man. I'm going to bring the heat, and I'm going to ask some very detailed questions and put them on the spot. And when the people do these town halls, you know, they don't really tell their constituents, you know, that they're anti-gun, you know, particularly in a city like Detroit, man. Let me tell you, Detroiters love their guns and they love being able to defend themselves. But I'm going to force them to put their opinion front and center before the audience and state how they feel about law-abiding citizens owning guns, man. And that's going to happen. And, of course, the only remaining thing on my list, the last thing that's on this list, is if you cannot find someone worthy of supporting, then I am going to issue a challenge by throwing down the gauntlet and challenging you, yes, you listener, to give serious consideration to becoming that candidate that you want to see in your local community, of course, who is pro-gun and pro-freedom. And I really believe that with term limits, you know, these are some of the things that we're going to have to look at and address, and not always assume that good people and those who are favorable to guns will always be elected. So part of our duty is to be diligent and to put in the work, man.
Yes, and that's the big thing. And mainly what Rick is talking about doing is time. If you have the time, you can be quite effective. And Rick spends his time. That's the one thing you can't get back, isn't it? You can't get your time back.
You can't, but you know what? If you value it, and if, you know, the task is worthy of the investment in time, then go for it, man. You know, I mean, the worst thing is, I view it, doing nothing and letting bad people rise to positions of power, yeah, and do things that are detrimental to our freedoms and our rights, man. So I'm challenging folks, man, to see if there's leadership worthy of your support. And if not, I challenge you to step up to the mantle and take a swing at the plate, man, and throw your hat into the campaign and run.
Now, one thing I have to point out is that if you really want to get an idea of what Rick is talking about, you need to do a search for him on the internet and just look for Rick Ector TV appearance and watch him as he faces off. And Rick is, like he said, Rick is very respectful, very well-mannered, and very, it's sort of like watching Kung Fu, Rick, right? You're sort of like Kwai Chang King. They come in, and if they get close to you and start messing with you, well, you'll put them in an arm bar and slam them into something and then just stand back and continue talking because you only do what you have to do. But, I mean, I've seen one of the Rick was talking to somebody, and you guys were talking home invasions, and somebody said, I think you should try to reason with them or use your words or something. And you're like, how do you reason with a home invasion? So
you really hear some really interesting things from the anti-gunners, but when you challenge them, you know, to actually spell out exactly what they mean instead of speaking in just gloss or general platitudes, you'll find that they really have an indefensible position. And
right,
it's just up to you to just call them on it. Challenge them.
That's the thing. And some people don't like that. So you have to figure. You've got to figure out what the level of activism is going to be. You can be a very effective activist calling your representatives and your senators every week. That's you can be very effective doing that. If you get your friends to do that, that can be very effective too, because politicians and this is true, isn't it? They're always holding their finger up into the wind trying to figure out which way it's blowing so they can stay in office.
Well, like this one U.S. Congresswoman that we were talking about just very briefly a few seconds ago. She had took a very reasonable position that maybe, you know, this impeachment business, you know, maybe it's not going so well and maybe we should stop. You know, maybe we should do something else or just move on and do some of the other people's business. And then she had to flip-flop because of so much of the blowback that she was getting from her party that she wasn't, you know, still staying the course and pursuing this nonsense. But, it has absolutely nothing to do with the issues. It's about making a political point. And she raised a very sensible question. Is it worth it? And she did a big flip-flop. And it's very amusing because I'm going to see her in a couple of weeks and debate her at her own town hall.
Try to get video of that for me, if you would be so kind. Or give me a link or something.
We'll put something together, man.
Administrative note, Planet Rick will return next Thursday on its regular scheduled day. While we normally would have Planet Rick, I fully expect everybody to be in a food coma when we normally would be doing Planet Rick. So we decided to come in low and land on the surface while we were passing by. Thank you very much for taking the time to shift and join us this evening, sir.
Man, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you after the Thanksgiving break, man. Have a great holiday and be safe out there.
Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Yes, sir.
Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.